Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, and happy holidays to you and yours. This is your host, Jim Masters. We appreciate you being with us. We are live worldwide right now on Close Up Radio for another incredible episode, an extraordinary guest. Matter of fact, we are welcoming from Eagle Pass, Texas, USA, Rosario Salazar, business consultant, coach, and owner of R&S Group Services. Through her coaching, she provides her clients the most optimal tools and strategies to manage their money, including their credit. That way, they can successfully finance the house or car for their dreams or any other large purchases with a much lower interest rate. But in order to achieve that and have a high credit score, well, it's mandatory because credit affects every aspect of our lives, even renting an apartment, landing a job, or getting better rates on car insurance. This is where she can help you manage your finances and make smart financial moves so you will live stress-free and resiliently, navigate and flourish in these times of change and chaos. Known for her approachable, practical, and empathetic style, Rosario has worked closely with hundreds of Americans to help them pay off credit card debt and to learn to implement healthy personal finance habits and to stick to them, too, throughout their lifetime. Before becoming a coach and having come from a migrant background, Rosario struggled with personal family issues and language barriers and even financial issues herself. She said it was difficult because there was no one to advise her how to manage money effectively. When she finally turned to the right resources, fixed her credit, improved her language skills, she began thriving, and today she is living the life she always dreamed of, stress-free of those money problems and finding purpose and passion in her coaching. She says that's why she's so passionate about helping people so they can live joyfully, not fall into a rut of bad credit and debt, but manage their money appropriately and save money any way they can. You know, this time of the year, while we're doing this show, is the holiday season. And this time of the year, a lot of people are spending and shopping and decorating and baking and cooking, and there's a lot of money flowing out. And because it's a joyous time of the year, and everything is happier and seems sweeter, and there's a lot of sales and ads and commercials, and the stores are decorated and everything, and even online, these opportunities, it's one of those things where you can easily fall into the trap of overspending. And then when January comes, you look at your bills that are coming in, and you're like, how did that happen? And so she can even help you deal with sort of that emotional part of overspending. And sometimes people spend because of emotional reasons. There's a lot of different things she does as a business consultant, coach, and again, owner of R&S Group Services. Let's welcome Rosario Salazar to Close Up Radio as our exclusive guest. Appreciate her joining us here. Rosario, thank you very much for joining us on the program. It's a pleasure to have you here, and happy holidays.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm so excited to be here and being able to share my knowledge with everyone.
Well, we are so happy to have you here, and it is a busy time of the year, and I know no matter what time of the year, you're always working to the benefit of your clients. What first inspired you? I mentioned some of your own background and things you went through in your own life that you've been able to overcome, which I think is very inspiring for your clients because you walk the walk, talk the talk. You've lived it yourself, so you can relate to those clients who may be in financial situations that aren't so positive. What are some of the things that inspired you to go into doing this work as a coach?
Yeah, so one of the things that really inspired me was my situation where I was at that time before I started doing this. I was pretty much, I felt like I was just going in circles, like a robot, not being able to find that purpose. And a lot of it had to do because of my finances and my credit. And I didn't have the resources. So I say, you know what? Let me figure it out, because that's what we do, right? So now, like, I figured it out, and I've been able to help a lot of women and men and try to get them back on track and doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, right? So that way they can continue having their life in control, like their finances and their credit.
So very, very important. And as I mentioned, you've been through this yourself, so you can really relate to your clients in a one-on-one way. Let's talk about the company itself and some of the extraordinary things that you do at R&S Group Services. Let's talk about the company and some of the services you provide your clients.
Yes. So one of the main things back then in 2020 when I started this was to create a place where people can come and they can pretty much not like guidance, tools, resources, because I didn't have them. So that was my main goal. And when I started R&S Group Services, is being able to provide that to others, because I know how it feels not having it. So that was one main goal when creating R&S Group Services. And it's not just where I live, but this is like nationwide. So it's pretty much everyone in the U.S.
Yes, very much so. Yes, that's right, exactly. And that's why it's important for people to really, you know, understand this and understand that you're all in. You really care about your clients in such an extraordinary and very important way that I think is fantastic. And again, it's something that people need to really realize, because, again, it's easy, especially this time of the year, to get into credit card debt and things of that nature. So that's really great. In your expert opinion, do you think Americans are more in debt than ever before?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Tell us about
like,
that. Yeah.
Yes, there's about 90% of my customers that come to me, they have no knowledge of financial literacy. Like, they don't know what they're paying. They have it on auto. They don't know how to budget. So pretty much they're on the same circle that I was, and just, you know, going about their day, not knowing what to cut, what to, you know, sit down and clearly make a plan of what money's coming in and out, and then, you know, the money that is coming out, using it wisely. A lot of them, they don't know how credit works. Some of them have even told me, oh, I thought it was free money. So they just went on a run and used up all their credit cards. For the most part, I guide them wherever it depends, you know, their situations. I'll guide them wherever they stand, because everybody is different. But as soon as I know, I'll be able to guide them with the tools and the resources that we have available.
So how do you go about doing that when somebody contacts you and they are struggling? They've come to the point where, you know, a lot of times I would imagine that by the time they get to you, they may have had some real situations happen where they are tremendously in debt. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I like to get on a call with them and find out truly what their goal is, so that I can be able to guide them. So we have a consultation, right, that could take about maybe 30 minutes, depends. And then I'll know depending on their situations, what resources they need. So I had a client yesterday. She was all frustrated. She's like, I don't know. I can't find the outlet. I said, girl, you know what? First of all, like, I need you to, like, come to a place first. Let's center, get centered, and then we can start, like, breaking down where you're at, what led you to here, because what I'm about to show you is so that you can learn how to do it on your own. And I was able to get her centered. She calmed down, and I said, okay, so now that we're centered, we are in the same place, let me guide you now. Like, great. So what is your goal? And her goal was to buy a house. I said, you can do it. What is it that is affecting you? And she's like, well, I don't know. So we go ahead and open their accounts online, right, to get their information. I'll go ahead and give them a reading of the reports, and I'll tell her what's helping them and what's not, and then just take it from there, whether they need to fix it or build their credit. But a lot of the times people are frustrated when they come to me. They're already done. They're like, I don't know what else to do. And I'm able to help them, center them, and give them that guidance, and at the same time motivate them that it is possible, because I did it. So I'm able to relate with them, like, it's possible because I did it. So if I can do it, you can do it too. All you need is to make a few changes and just follow the plan that I'm about to give you. So that's how the calls come in when I talk to them, whether it's in person or by phone.
Do you find people very receptive to that, or do you have to really sort of convince them about it?
I don't convince. So what I do, I really tap into what their goals are and what's affecting them, and then I look at their credit behaviors, and I'll be able to break it down for them and tell them, okay, so this is what you're telling me that you want, right? For instance, a house, and you can definitely get that house, but if this plan is not followed, then you're not allowing me to help you. So I create that emotion. I attach that emotion as to why they came to me, why they are doing it, so that way they can reach their goal. Because at the end of the day, I always tell them, you know, I'm here to give you everything that you need, but at the end of the day, you need to work on your credit behavior, which I'm going to guide you to make those changes so that way you can get to your goal. And I've had a lot of clients that already bought their homes and cars. It's super exciting to see, you know, that they were able to follow through and make those changes. So now they come to me and send other people, you know, to help. But I love it. It's like I can relate to them because I'm a person. I went through it. And as soon as I talk to them, they feel that it's possible. So they go with the plan, and then I'll follow up with them later, see if they're still with the plan. Because life, mm-hmm. right? But
yes.
For the most part, I'm able to send, like, bring them back and put them in with, you know, why are you doing this? You know, are you trying to change your life? Yes or no? Like, being real with them, right? Because we do have to be real with each other, and it's a team effort. That's what I always tell them. It's a team effort, you know, because you do have to continue this on your own. So I want to show you how to do it, you know, the same way I'm doing it now. But, yes, I love it. I love, love, love. You know, every time I talk to someone, I learn so much from each person. Everybody's different. You know, everybody's in different situations. But for the most part, I'm able to guide them.
See, that's great. That's really fantastic. One of the things that you do is encourage people to do different things that can save them money. And I know the use of solar panels is one of those. Tell us about the solar panels and why you encourage people to really go solar, help them save with their energy costs.
Yes, well, I added this to RNS Group Services because I saw huge value in it, you know, for a lot of my clients that already bought a home. Most of the time, like with the credit, we don't know how it works, but my goal is to educate, you know, everyone how solar works and encourage them to take advantage of, you know, the government incentives that there is right now. And I also let them know, like, right now, we have no control of the utility companies. You know, they're raising the kilowatt rates. With this, you'll be able to control that, you know, and have a set payment. And with this, I always, you know, let them know, you know, you've been in your home for 10 years, right? And you've been paying the utility company and it has not added any value to your home. So if you switch to the solar, you'll be able to add value to your home. So there's, you know, a lot of benefits that I share with everyone and just try to educate them the same way I'm educating them on the credit so that they can be able to understand long-term all around how they can benefit from it.
What are some other ways people, in addition to solar, what are some other ways, suggestions you have for people who are looking for to find ways to cut energy costs or save money? I mean, the inflation right now is so high and the interest rates are so high that it's difficult for people just to live day to day these days.
Yeah, so one of the things that I show them is what is using your electricity the most. Like, look at your home because all the homes are different. So I always let them know, like, goes back to letting them know the education part. Sometimes we think that we're not using energy, but we are. So when I break down that to them, they'll be able to say, oh, you know what? Yes, I am using a lot of energy. And they'll be able to see through our educating consultation, they'll be able to see their savings according to their usage, their homes.
That's really important on so many different levels. It's also important for us to have good credit, right, for a lot of different things, not just buying the car or renting or getting the home, but it's really to have good credit is essential to get the things you need and want in life oftentimes.
Right. It's super important. So super important. Especially here because everything runs around credit. So if you don't know how it works or you don't have it, you're pretty much just there and you won't advance in order to get those things that you want to get, like a house, a car, an apartment. And now, like, the even work, like job places are running your credit. So if you don't pass the credit, they won't hire you. So you're pretty much stuck, you know, and educating, you know, people on this is huge, so that way they'll be able to find themselves in a better position in the future, right? So credit is super, super important.
It really is, yeah. It is on so many different levels. Sometimes people don't realize that. Maybe you've got some tips for us you can share with our listeners. What are some really good ways that we can tame good credit?
Yes, I have my top three.
Yeah.
So the first one is pay on time. Like, it's like something super simple, but since we're always all over the place, we tend to forget, you know, like to pay on time. Because one payment can drop your credit score from 50 to 100 points. So making sure that you have reminders on your phone, create a calendar, something that will remind you to pay on time. And that way you don't reflect any late payments, because if you do, that's going to hold you back from buying a house, getting a loan, so many other things, because you're going to lose credibility with the banks, with the creditors.
Right. With the creditors themselves, exactly, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to understand that and to know that, right?
Right.
And practice it.
Practice it consistently. So the other tip that I would give you guys is do not, for no reason, do not close any of your old accounts. Because a lot of the clients that I have, they're like, oh, I just wanted to pay it off, and they go pay off all their debt, and then they don't have credit. So they're back to square one. So I always tell them, yes, you can pay it off, and then just use it wisely, but don't close it, because it's going to take away all your age history, which amounts to a certain percent of your credit score. So people thinking that, oh, because I already paid off my debt, I'm going to be good with my credit, they don't realize that they're actually going backwards. So that's another tip that I would give you guys. Do not close your accounts, especially your oldest accounts. And then the other tip that I would also give you guys is when you get a credit card, make sure you're using less than 30%, because for the most part, the clients that come to me, they'll use the whole thing, and that actually hurts you more than having collections. So once I learn that they've used it, their usage is high, I'll tell them how to pay it down, help them, guide them to pay it down. But huge on keeping your balances low. Make sure you don't, especially right now, the holidays with all this, you know, spending and sales, and just be mindful, you know, of your percentages. If you're going out there and using it, it's fine, but just be mindful of not overusing it, because you're going to go back on your credit score.
And with interest rates as high as they are, too, you're going to pay a lot back in payments, because those rates are extremely high now. Yeah, with inflation. So you want to really make sure that
you can pay it back.
That's the thing. You have to then pay it back, and that's where a lot of people get into trouble. Now, do you do debt consolidation for your clients?
No. We do, we help them improve their credit, and then we'll guide them as far as any collections or high balances, all that. We'll help them on how to do it to bring it into a positive.
Which is really important. That's fantastic.
Right.
But again, that's so important for people to realize that it is possible, you know, for those things to be corrected. And sometimes people don't realize that. Your coaching is really a lifelong endeavor, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Yes, I love it. I enjoy it so much. I think I enjoy this part more.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, they come to me as strangers, and, you know, we build that trust, you know, together and working together, you know, whether it's the credit or the solar, then be able to come to me even with life things. I see a lot of people that they don't have direction, and since I've already gone through it, I'm able to build those relationships, so not only to help them with their credit, but for anything. Like, you can come to me, I'm a resource, like, let's figure it out together. And, you know, through these relationships, I've been able to expand, you know, my business, right? Because at the end of the day, it's, my goal is just to impact, you know, one person at a time. And I try to, you know, just be there for that person, because I remember the way I was, you know, I had no guidance, you know, and I was just all over the place. So to me, it's like I'm leaning a hand to them, and let's see how we can figure this out. And everything has a solution. Given that hope, given that motivation that if I can do it, so can you. And some of the customers, they even called me, and it's kind of like I'm their 411.
Right.
But they turned from strangers to customers, and now they wish me Merry Christmas. They're very family oriented now. So to me, I feel like my family grew. My family grew, you know, because I had all these customers that are now like family.
That's very important, isn't it? When you have that, it's crucial. And it's a beautiful thing, too, you know. How do the coaching sessions work when you're dealing with your clients for the first time? Maybe we have some folks that are listening to us right now, and they love what they're hearing, but they're like, well, gee, how does it work? What is it for the very first time like for you with a session? Do you do an assessment, or how does it work?
Yes, we do a 30-minute session, and sometimes we go over, and it's okay because everyone's situation is different. But I like to do most of it is listen to, you know, what they have going on, and try to get to what the goal is for them, so that we can be able to create a plan and strategies to be able to help them and guide them in reaching their goals, whether it's, you know, it could be a house, it could be anything, and maybe going to school, college, something. And then throughout the process of, you know, the plan that I give them, I reach out to them for accountability. You know, we celebrate every win that they have, because every step forward is a win. So I'm pretty much there all the way as long as they want it. Because I always tell them, like, I can't want it more than you do, right? Because then it's not going to work. So kind of create a plan with them, you know, a phone call, Zoom, and just go with you know, whatever situation that they have going on at that time. Whether it's credit, solar, or if it's something else, we'll see if I can't help them. I'll find somebody that can, because I don't have all the tools, right, for everyone. But I do know many people that have different tools that can help them too. So pretty much it's like when I do a session, it's like I can guide you. It doesn't matter what you have going on. I'm able to help you by at least, you know, giving you that tool, resource. If I don't have it, let's look for it together, you know. But it's 30 minutes. That's what I do with them. Find a goal, why they want to make that change, and kind of throughout the plan, help continue to remind them, you know, why they started, why they reached out to me, you know, and remember why they're doing it. Because attaching the emotion to what they're doing, that way they'll remember. They'll remember why they're doing it. So those days that they don't feel like doing it or something comes up, they'll know what to do. But very simple. Just 90 seconds. The session, plan, strategize, accountability, and just get to it.
Really important. Yes. This has been a terrific conversation with you, Rosario. We thank you for joining us. Our very special guest is Rosario Salazar of RS Group Services. To learn more, you can go to their website, rsgroupservices.net. That's rsgroupservices.net. And again, she's an extraordinary business consultant, coach, and owner of RS Group Services. Thanks for sharing all this time with us, all of this important and vital information, Rosario, and hope you have an opportunity maybe to hear some testimonials and things of that nature down the line, and welcome you back to Close Up Radio. That would be a pleasure. But thanks for joining us now, and really enjoyed the conversation with you.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm so grateful to be here, and we can definitely in the future share some stories.
That's right.
But yes,
you probably got lots of them too. Thank you so much, Rosario. Rosario Salazar of RS Group Services, LLC. Again, the website is rsgroupservices.net. We thank her. We thank you. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, happy holidays, everybody, from Close Up Radio. And stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Best of the holiday season and the new year. And join us again on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.